Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. We're located in Brookfield, Wisconsin. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor at Brookside. It's always our joy to be able to interview folks concerning the things that God allows them to go through, what they learn about God, key scripture verses, that kind of a thing. And we've had a varied approach to Christian living, and today is a special opportunity. Brother Jim Bob Duggar is with us, and he and his wife Michelle have written several books, The Duggars 20 and Counting, and A Love That Multiplies, and they also have the longest reality show on TV. It's been running for 8 years, entitled 19 Kids and Counting. Jim Bob, we're glad to have you with us this morning. And Dr. Melchert, Randall Melchert, called me a couple of days ago and told me about you being in the area. And Dr. Melchert, welcome to our broadcast.
Great to be here today.
And glad to be here.
We are thrilled that we can just kind of talk about Christian families and all of the things that that involves. Just kind of share with us, Jim Bob, if you will, maybe about the ministry that God gives you when you have a family this size and the questions that come your way.
Well, I tell you, it's kind of interesting. When your family starts expanding, a lot of people have a lot of questions. A lot of times, perfect strangers will come up and say, "Don't you know what causes this?" And they ask you, "Are you Mormon? Are you Catholic?"
Sure.
But yeah. We get to share how we're just fruitful Baptist.
Right.
But it was actually back several years ago when my wife and I first got married. We thought maybe we'd have one or two or three children eventually, but we didn't want any children at first. And so Michelle went on the birth control pill and was on that for 3 years. And then we had our first son, Josh, and then she went back on the pill. And something we didn't realize, that sometimes the pill can allow you to get pregnant, but then can cause a miscarriage. And that's what happened with us.
Mm.
And we ended up losing our second child due to the birth control pill. And we were just shocked. And then as we started studying in the scripture, and the Bible says children are a blessing and a gift from God.
Right.
And the fruit of the womb is His reward.
Uh-huh.
We thought, you know, God, we just need to give this area of our life to You. And here we've been trying everything to keep from receiving Your blessings. And we thought, we're just going to give this area of our life to Him. And right after that, God blesses with twins. And then another one, and another one, and another one. And matter of fact, we got up to about seven or so, and we thought, what have we done? We've got all these kids running around, and we've one under each arm, and we were so busy, so overwhelmed, we just didn't know if we could handle anymore.
Right.
But in faith, we kept going, and mm-hmm. those little kids got a little bigger. They became great helpers. We all worked together as a team.
Right.
And I would say we've got one of the most joyful lives of any family I know, just because there's never a dull moment, and we're always going places, doing things. And then, of course, a few years ago, they asked us if we would do a TV show back when we had 14 children. And we prayed about that. And we really felt like maybe it would be an opportunity to share with the world that children are a blessing and a gift from God. And so,
exactly.
So we agreed to do it. We told them, as long as you don't edit out our faith. We told them our faith is the core of our lives. And if you edit that out, you're really not telling the whole story. And, of course, they came back and said, well, it's your story. You can tell it. And, of course, they thought they were just going to do one show. But that show became the number one show on Discovery Health Channel.
Huh.
And then they wanted to do another show and another show. And I guess we've done over 150 shows with TLC, Discovery Health, over the last 8 years.
And so as you're able to just kind of get that word out, I'm sure numbers of people are saying, how in the world do you support that many children? I mean, how do the finances all work out?
Well, back several years ago, we had started several businesses. I'd gotten the real estate business and then had a car business and different things. And the Lord called us into politics. But really, the rental income is a thing that supports our family. But several years ago, we went through Jim Salmon's Financial Freedom Seminar.
Sure.
And we have a link on our website to that at DuggarFamily.com. But after going through that, we purposed to get out of debt and try to stay out of debt.
Right.
And so we've never bought a new car. Mm-hmm. We've always bought things used. And
you'd buy a new bus, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, we buy used and save the difference. And
yes,
even
uh-huh.
the bus that we drive around in, it takes a bus to haul our whole family.
Right.
It was a bank repo. We got uh-huh. it for like half price.
Right.
And so it's amazing. God has always provided for our family every step of the way as our family size has increased.
And I would basically say that your children are learning so much about the Lord and His provision and His care that you are training young people who will eventually be adults, who will just spread out all over the place, giving the testimony of the goodness of God.
Yes, our oldest is 24, and then our youngest is 2, and each one love the Lord and are serving Him, and we're just so thankful.
Exactly. I remember reading years ago about John and Charles Wesley and their mother, Susanna Wesley, and read that she had, I think, what, 17 children, something like that, and her husband was an itinerant preacher, and so I thought, well, he wasn't gone all that much. but I thought, how in the world are they able to care for that many children? And then I read that they had helpers that came in and helped her with the children. But yet it was amazing how the testimony for Christ was so strong. And as she spent an hour per week with each one of the children, those children began to grow into young people who had such a tremendous testimony for Christ that all of the other people that lived around her wanted to know, how are you doing this? And it got to the point that because her husband was gone most of the time, she couldn't get her entire family to church. And so she just started teaching her family all there at the house, and eventually the folks began to send all of their children over to her house. Well, finally, the preacher realized, if I want to have a crowd at church, I better go get all those people and bring them to church. So he sent a wagon over for Susanna Wesley and all the children, and of course, brought them to church.
It must have been the first bus ministry.
That's exactly what I was thinking, you know. But what a testimony of, we see something taking place in the lives of your children that we want.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I want to be the first to say that we don't have a perfect family.
Sure.
We have struggles and challenges every day. Just think about, if you have one or two children, just think about 19 times over. But God gives us the grace to go on, and I am married to a very precious lady, Michelle, that she is just a godly wife and mother, and I'm so thankful for her. And she is, I think she's caught everybody's attention because, first off, for having all those children, but secondly, she chooses to talk with a sweet voice day in, day out. It's not just for the cameras, it's all the time she talks with, it's a choice. And that really kind of sets the tone for a home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that Michelle didn't become a Christian until she was 15. And then we met shortly after that. The Lord brought us together. We got married pretty young. She was 17. It was 3 days after I turned 19.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't have any children for 3 years, but we've had 19 the last few years. So
that's great.
And the testimony that you have on the television of how the children, not only do they help the younger ones just because they're needed to help there, but how they guide and direct them. People with one or two children are overwhelmed and thinking that they just struggling terribly to raise their family. To watch how your family guides and directs the younger ones is a real blessing to us watching.
Well, we tell the older ones that the younger ones are looking up to them, and it's a great mentorship. You know, they all work together, and they love each other. And anyway, I just know that the children, they do have conflicts from time to time, but we teach them from a very young age how important it is to learn how to resolve conflicts based upon the Bible principles. And if somebody's offended you, to go and to tell them that, or if you've offended somebody, to go and ask for forgiveness. And not just say sorry, but to actually go and say, I was wrong for, like, hitting you over the head with the toy, you know, will you please forgive me? And then for them to hug and to resolve that conflict, and then they can go on. And if you can learn to get along with your brothers and sisters day in and day out, you can learn to get along with anyone.
Exactly. You know, when I think of parenting classes that the Lord's allowed me to teach, and, of course, parenting the three boys that God gave us, it basically gets back to a desire for them to develop a heart for God and a love for the Lord, not just to be good, but godly. What would you say you and your wife have learned down through these years that would be good counsel for those who are listening to our broadcast concerning that area of developing a heart for God?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's one of the most important things that parents can do is keeping up with the heart of their children, because the power of sin is in secrecy. And if a child has done something wrong, or a friend maybe got them to encourage them to do something wrong, and they have that secret, that's a trap for Satan to build a stronghold in their life. And so we ask our children on a regular basis, you know, how are you doing? Is there anything that you've done that you need to confess or whatever and get right? And children need to know that they have a safe place to share their heart with mom and dad, and that mom and dad aren't going to go blab it to everybody, or that they're not going to go to all their friends and say, oh, please pray for my son Johnny. He's got this problem, you know.
Sure, right.
It's important for the kids to know that I can share this with mom and dad, and I can have an ongoing accountability even with mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then our goal is eventually transfer that accountability over to their future spouse.
Right.
And so like Michelle and I, we share everything with each other, and then that's our goal for our children, to be able to share everything with their future spouse.
And so as you try to help them to understand that the secrecy of sin is the trap, I think that's really helpful. It's kind of like somebody said, temptation is an invitation to believe a lie.
Right, exactly. And what we do is, as we are going through life, like if we've got to run to the post office or we've got to go to the grocery store, we try to take at least one with us and have those heart-to-heart talks and just ask them how they're doing, what's going on in their life. And anyway, it's just very important to spend that one-on-one time with your children, whether you have one or whether you have 19.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we have chosen to homeschool, and so we get to be around our children a lot more than most because of that. And so even with 19 children, we get to spend a lot of time with them.
Okay. Wow. I feel like we've just barely scratched the surface, and our time has quickly come to an end. But we want to get back together again and just continue to hear from Jim Bob, to just kind of ask some more questions about family and child training and things like that, and understand that you and your wife just lost a child. So we want to talk about that, because I know there are numbers of people who are listening to our broadcast who have experienced that themselves. And so I trust that you'll join us again in a couple of days, and invite a friend to join you as well, so that we can just gain God's wisdom concerning our families and His priority for our children and not our own. So until the next time, we trust the Lord will bless you in a fantastic way.